The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
The Lost Coin. The Lost Coin parable found in Luke 15 is rich with meaning for us. Before we dig into the ramifications of this, I'd like to share a personal story. Have you ever lost, misplaced, something that you really valued? No, I'm not talking about losing the TV remote. I mean something really important, like your wallet or your cell phone, your purse. About 10 years ago, my wife and I were blessed with the birth of little Dominic, one of our grandchildren. When he was born, they did not expect him to live long. Dom is a precious young soul with special needs. Of course, I pray for him often, and shortly after he was born, I received a gray wristband that shows a ribbon and the words, "Prayer. Do it for Dom." Not only has it been a constant reminder for me to pray for him and his family, but has also allowed me to testify to the love and grace of our God that Dom is a miracle child. I've not taken the wristband off since I put it on. Then a few weeks ago, I realized that it was gone. It couldn't have been gone for long. I thoughtfully walked back to every place I was at for the past few days and could not find it. I reached out to family and friends asking them to pray with me about it, and I finally got to the point when I contacted Dom's parents, asking if they still had any of those bracelets. Thank God they did and would send me one. Although I was thankful, it would not have been the same. Then came the morning when, during my devotions, I came to the story of the lost coin. I immediately thought of my lost wristband. And yes, I couldn't help but sense that God was giving me hope that it would soon be found. And sure enough, just a few hours later, I found it. Hallelujah! And yes, I rejoiced, laughed when I saw where it was, and I cried, tears of happiness. The stories in Luke 15 are not just showing answers to prayer, but have a much deeper meaning regarding a loving, gracious God who is reaching out, searching for lost souls. Now, let's all consider the parable of the lost coin. Luke 15. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels, celebration. We should pray for the lost souls, those who've not yet believed. Satan wants us to get so caught up in the affairs of this world that we lose focus on what is eternal. When we get a grasp of the reality of what God has done for us, then we would be actively looking for opportunities to share the good news, the gospel, with everyone. We interact with people constantly. How many of them, do you imagine, have not yet heard the gospel? And if they have heard it, they weren't ready to respond. Aren't you happy that someone told you? And because they did, you now have a personal relationship with God and have peace knowing that you will be in heaven for eternity future instead of eternal punishment in hell. Let's look a little closer into the parable of the lost piece of silver. She has 10 pieces of silver, and out of them loses only one. And that which is lost is a piece of silver. The soul is likened to silver of intrinsic value and worth. This silver was likely lost in the dirt, just as a person's soul overwhelmed with the love of the world. She put a lot of work into her search, cleaning the house, even into the night. Here's a great deal of care and pains taken in quest of it. The woman lights a candle to look behind the door, under the table, and in every corner of the house. This is symbolic of how that God makes use of so much to bring lost souls home to himself. Just think back on the circumstances he created in order to show himself to you. The woman has a great deal of joy for finding it. Rejoice with me, she says, for I have found the peace which I had lost. The parables of those seeking the kingdom of heaven, including the pearl of great price found in Matthew 13, is similar to the example of the lost coin, as God would be searching for treasure of great value, lost souls. Luke 19, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. The next time you find yourself looking for something you misplaced, and this test from the Lord likely will happen, just remember the parable of the lost coin. Then compare your efforts to those of the Lord bringing the lost souls to Himself. Romans 10, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, how beautiful are your feet. As D.L. Moody said, the world has yet to see what God can do with a man fully consecrated to Him. He went on to add that, by God's help, I aim to be that man. Let's be salt and light to those around us. After all, we've been commissioned. Listen to Mark 16. And He, Christ, said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.